From the Puget Sound region in Seattle, Washington, we bring you Reset on the Sound. Welcome in. I am your host, Isabel Avion. I channel songs and frequencies of trees in their mycorrhizal communication system within Mother Earth. I have created a virtual spa for you, wherein you may sit back, get comfortable, and receive this week's songs and frequencies from the forests and fields of beloved Mother Earth. Dear friends of this podcast, I want to thank you for being here for another week of listening to what I have to share, what I have gleaned from beloved Mother Earth, to all the beauty and all the love that she continually pours out to myself and to all who are willing to spend time with her in her beauty, in her glory. It is with a very heavy heart that today's episode is about my beautiful mother willow tree that I just love and adore and go to for so many talks and sharing of hearts and receiving encouragement and love. I call her Josephine. I've spoken of her many times in this podcast ever since I launched it back in December. And this morning at 6:12 a.m. to be exact, she toppled over from the top of the hillside where she is queen of the garden and queen of the hill that overlooks this beautiful lake that I have the joy to live on. And I have spent a very surreal day, first of all, learning of the demise of this beautiful, incredible, healthy, very healthy willow tree. And I don't know all the reasons why she came down. There was quite a bit of snow. Well, not quite a bit. I'm in the Seattle area. We don't get a lot of snow. It wasn't a lot of snow. It sounds like it was a combination of snow and ice impacting and somehow brought her down. And it's been such a surreal day learning this news fairly early in my day, and then my reaching out to the caretakers of this beautiful garden where Josephine resides. And I've never spoken to them. I've seen them in the gardens, but I haven't really known them before today. And I reached out to them to see if I could volunteer my time and come and help with any cleanup if they needed it. And these two literal earth angels that are caretakers of this beautiful property, garden, they were so incredibly kind and extended so much love, and I was able to spend quite a few hours with them, and we were able to share stories, and I got to know them. They got to know a little about me, and we shared beautiful memories of the garden and of this gorgeous willow tree. I learned so many things that I didn't know about where she resides, and so many stories of this garden from before I ever even knew it existed. And in all of the heaviness and sadness of my heart today, I also feel so much more and deeper, incredible love from community. And isn't that what this circle of life is really all about? I thank the beautiful caretakers of this garden. Thank you for taking me in today and for becoming friends. Beautiful, beautiful souls. And I believe that we'll be friends for many years to come. I sure hope so. And I want to spend this episode now honoring one of truly my dearest friends I have ever made in this lifetime. This beautiful tree that has impacted me beyond words that I can express. I'm going to share every piece of music that I'm able to fit into this episode that has come through or been inspired by this beautiful tree. My mother tree that I call Josephine. Thank you for being here to share in this memorial with me. Thank you. There is a sweet lump in my throat, simply considering my time I spend with my favorite tree and trees. I sense their knowing me personally. I feel their love and wisdom. They teach me. They hold me. They share well beyond their visual beauty. They share literally through sending vibratory messages and frequencies up through their roots into my being to be translated and understood over a period of time. This method feels like a golden, gentle, flowing upward caress of honey that merges into my own flowing blood, my internal rivers of knowledge. This merging of flow increases my joy. It increases my sense of my uniqueness, while also my complete belonging to the whole of creation, everything that exists. It is peaceful here, in this quiet, gentle flow. And my eyes meet my flower friends, their bee counterparts, collecting nectar for their honey. I wonder the messages contained in that beautiful, golden, flowing transference. As I am lost in this scene, and one with all that is, I am able to see the subtle and soft outline of an elemental presence. She is curious about me, though not fully trusting me yet, with making her presence completely known. She invites me to visit this spot often, and she will trust me enough to also bring her friends out of hiding to greet me, to dance with me, to sing, to delight in this gorgeous manifestation of creation. Our mother, our nourisher, our protector, our provider of everything we need and desire. As we evolve now with our mother, Blue Pearl, we witness chaos turned to rest, tranquility, clear, flowing waters, radiant landscapes enough to house, feed, and teach every creature, including our human species. She loves us. She is ready for us to visit her, talk with her, sing to her, with her, pray with her, laugh with her, return to our heart. Return to the very centers of our heart, our inner child, wonder and delight, along with her. We are growing, evolving, expanding together. Let us be free in our union with our mother, dear Blue Pearl. We move and grow into pure love. Thank you for your presence here today and celebrating with me, my beautiful mother tree friend, Josephine. I look forward to seeing you over in my YouTube community, and I will be back next week with a new episode for you. Blessings and so much love to all of you.